With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is moving forward with plans for what he calls a board of peace to address global conflicts. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
The Board of Peace was initially conceived as a mechanism to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. But now the president says the new body would, in his words, embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. It's a mission that could rival the United Nations. The president sent out letters on Friday to various world leaders, inviting them to be founding members of the board. The governments of Argentina, Paraguay, Canada, Egypt, and Turkey confirmed that their leaders are among those who've been invited to join. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration made sweeping cuts to substance abuse and mental health programs this past week and then suddenly reversed course. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that.
On Tuesday, the Health and Human Services Department canceled about 2,000 grants representing nearly $2 billion in funding for organizations that offer substance abuse and mental health services. But those cuts were reversed by Wednesday. The result was chaos and confusion among grant recipients nationwide, some of whom began laying off employees after learning about the funding cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A third round of retaliatory strikes by the U.S. in Syria has resulted in the death of an al-Qaeda-affiliated leader. U.S. Central Command says that Bila Hassan al-Jasmin has a direct tie to ISIS, responsible for last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and one American civilian interpreter in the country. It was the latest strike as part of a broader U.S. operation to target ISIS in Syria. A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South, including in some parts of Florida. This is SRN News. The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor, adding that, quote, "These are nurturing places where neighbors are welcomed and fed, where healing begins, and where people experience God's love." The foundation has been boosting ministries since it started in 1938. Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and just as many percent of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages. This is SRN News. In a change long sought by the dairy industry, President Trump is bringing whole milk back to school food programs.
Whole milk is coming back to school cafeterias after President Trump signed a bill overturning Obama-era limits.
We will ensure that millions of school-aged children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
The president joked with reporters as he gestured to a glass jug of whole milk sitting on the Resolute desk.
It's been sitting here for 5 days, so... It's from the original bottle, and I brought it so the press can have some.
I'm Jennifer King.
In sports news, Kevin Stefanski has been hired to coach the NFL's Atlanta Falcons. He gets a second chance to lead an NFL team less than 2 weeks after he was fired by the Cleveland Browns. Stefanski spent 6 seasons with Cleveland, where he was twice named AP Coach of the Year. This is SRN News.